saying, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
The protest was lively, full of songs, chants, and impassioned speeches, even under a cloudy October sky as rain drizzled down over Juneau's Overstreet Park. Saturday's gathering was the latest wave of the nationwide No Kings protest. It's estimated more than 2,500 events were held across the country in every state this past weekend, including more than a dozen Alaska communities. The protests were held to push back against the Trump administration and the president's behavior since returning to office. Demonstrators feel Trump's actions resemble that of a monarch.
These protests aren't for them. These protests are for us.
Gina Chalcroft with Juneau Indivisible helped organize the event. Speaking to the crowd, she stressed the need for peaceful and nonviolent community action against what she called an attack on democracy.
These protests are about presence and about showing up, and so they will know that we still stand together no matter how hard they try to divide us.
Chalcroft and other speakers at the event criticized the White House and the U.S. Justice Department. They decried immigration detentions being carried out by immigration and custom enforcement agents, the slashing of the federal workforce and Medicaid, and the current government shutdown's impact on health care coverage.
Throw the bums out! Throw the bums out!
A handful of people wore costumes, like Teresa Bowen, who was dressed like a frog. It's a new symbol of resistance that started in Portland during recent immigration raids.
Okay, so my sign says, "Ribbit, resist, repeat, no hope without hop."
Bowen joined the protest against the increasing polarization of the country.
We have maybe different ideals, we might have different beliefs. But at the end of the day, that's part of democracy, is having a melting pot of beliefs and making the country better because of those beliefs.
Ben Durant similarly donned an inflatable husky dog suit to match his dog that sat in the crowd nearby chewing a toy hot dog.
I just love my husky, and I dressed up like a husky because I figured we'd team up today and come out and protest.
He says he joined the rally to support his children and their future.
First and foremost, I've got three kids. One's transgender and one is gay. And the removal of their rights and total disregard for who they are by the current administration is just something I can't sit down and let happen.
Demonstrators stayed in the rain for more than 2 hours, singing, listening, and chanting with one another. President Donald Trump called the protests a joke over the weekend and rejected the accusations that he was acting like a king. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
We are all in this together, and we are singing.